Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Clay Mathis joining us, talking about the future of the beef cattle industry in just a moment.
Power, productivity, and versatility. You'll find it all at P&K with the John Deere 5045E. This tractor's got 50 engine horsepower and is packed full of grit, loaded with options, and ready to work. Whether you're mowing, baling, or feeding, these tractors are in it for the long haul. The two-wheel drive 5045E starts at just $179 a month. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 5/1/17, subject to improved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details. Terms and conditions, exclusions, and limitations apply.
Hey, cattle producers, Gulf Coast Classic number 2 coming from Superior Livestock this Friday, April 21st, out of Natchitoches, Louisiana. It'll be seen on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 49,500 head of cattle to be sold, 8,500 yearling steers, 6,100 yearling heifers, 10,000 weaned calves, and 23,000 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior at 800-422-2117. As a beef cow producer in today's industry, you've got to look ahead. The fact that you have to invest in genetics that won't pay off for a couple of years down the road requires you to be a forward-looking individual. And Dr. Clay Mathis, director of the King Ranch Institute for Ranch Management, talked about this concept of looking ahead at the recent School for Successful Ranching at the Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers annual meeting. He indicated that it's not always easy to get your arms around where we are going, especially if you try to look well down the road, say, 20 years or so.
Well, we don't know where it's going. I mean, I think that's the key point. And just like 20 years ago, we didn't know exactly what the future held. There were some hard trends that we could look at, and a lot of those are similar today. Land fragmentation, more difficulty in finding labor, increasing interest in consumers in the way that we produce beef, and growing global population, which should influence demand. So we know some of those things, but there's so many external factors we don't know. And I think one of the key points that I made today was it's the same mindset that the people that were successful 20 years ago and still are successful today, that same mindset, the way that they altered their production systems when they saw opportunities, and the way that they manage risk, that's that same mindset that's going to make producers successful 20 years from now.
How would you define that mindset?
Well, I think it's keeping a big picture perspective, thinking about those decisions that are high leverage decisions that affect the ranch as a whole, the cow-calf operation as a whole. So it's not just about working harder, everybody putting in another 30 minutes or hour a day on the work crew. It's about those decisions that have big leverage across the operation.
Dr. Mathis says while it's important to pay attention to details, it's important not to get distracted by too many details.
I think we have to be disciplined and not get caught up into the day-to-day tactical things that can consume our time as managers. And so that means carving out that time to be really trying to figure out what's the future going to hold? How do we minimize risk? How do we get prepared to capitalize on opportunities that occur? And you mentioned the King Ranch Institute. This is what we train our students to do, is to try to look at the environment they're asked to operate in, take the practical knowledge they have, and then make great business decisions for the ranch.
Is one of the foundational blocks teaching people to look for profitability?
Absolutely. Profitability, that's one of those things that it spans across all of the operations. There is different interest in how profitable that they are, but profits, it's that key piece. Now, there are other factors that people make decisions on. There are some aesthetics things. There's some lifestyle things that are important too. So there's different goals for each operation.
You know, 20 years ago, I don't think it would have been very hard for us to imagine some of the impact that consumers have had on how our industry's been pulled one way or the other. Is that going to just be a continuation of that all the way out to 2037 or beyond?
Yeah, and I think most of us would agree that the consumer interest in the way that we produce the food that's on their tables, that is not going to wane. That's probably going to increase. And that's a function of being a society that's got really, really good. We get to make those decisions and make social choices. And so as an ag industry, that means that we probably become more and more open and more transparent about the good things that we do in the industry and the way that we do produce.
Dr. Clay Mathis, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Cattle producers, this is your invitation to Express Ranch's annual grass time sale coming Saturday, April 22nd, high noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 650 head will sell, including 200 Angus bulls, 150 registered Angus pairs, plus 40 registered Angus fall bred heifers, and 40 registered two-year-old pairs. To find out more about this year's annual grass time sale of Express Ranches, go to expressranches.com or call them 800-664-3977. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.